Welcome back to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 1998. I'm Fred Fobey, driving along M151 in southeastern Michigan, heading back to Lima, Ohio. And I think I'm going to turn on the radio and kind of check out the dial here and see what's going on. Meanwhile, why don't you listen to the Market Scope? Here's Phil Wayne.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for September 1998. I'm Phil Wayne. On this issue, Mark Marino is in to update us on Southern Illinois Radio. Mark, it's all yours.
We're taking a journey down the Southern Illinois radio dial. This time, we're on the FM side. We're going to start out by listening to a little bit of Carbondale's community-based radio station. It's all run by volunteers at 91.1. Here's WDBX.
Oh, soon. ODB was kind of tight, man.
For a hot second.
Me and Mariah go back like babies with pacifiers. Old dirt dog's no liar.
He wasn't never all that to me, but hey. You know.
I don't even know why I got this guy on the show. Hey, but we out of here. I want to say goodnight to all you folks out there. Was listening to the radio, going to sleep. Now go ahead and cut your CD on.
Dreaming about that loved one, if that loved one's not there.
But we out of here, so good night to all you folks out there. Peace.
This is WDBX Carbondale, community radio for Southern Illinois, bringing to a close our broadcast day. WDBX is owned by Heterodyne Broadcasting, a nonprofit corporation. WDBX is staffed and operated by volunteers. If you're interested in becoming a volunteer or supporting the station in any way, please call 457-3691 during regular business hours. Again, thanks for your support and thanks for listening to your community radio station for Southern Illinois, FM 91.1, WDBX Carbondale. Good night.
I used to wake everybody up on Monday mornings doing a show called Today's the Day back in the spring of 1978 on WSIU.
That was Miles Davis live at the Fillmore back in the early 70s. Miles with Chick Corea and Keith Jarrett on the keys, Jack DeJohnette and Erto Morera, the percussionists, Steve Grossman on reeds, Dave Holland on bass. Friday Miles, the simple title of that one. It's 12:26 on a Tuesday Taste of Jazz. I'm Peyton Colston. Good to be with you here on WSIU, a listener-supported service of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Well, just as we heard Miles and his late 50s guys earlier in the program, and then heard a rather different trumpeter, now that we've heard Miles and his early 70s guys, we'll do the same thing and hear a rather different trumpeter. Ted Kersen next on our Taste of Jazz. Stay right here.
Public radio is one of the few places on the dial that you can comfortably listen to with any member of your family present. You'll never hear loud, insulting disc jockeys or stories broadcast just for their shock value. So add another to the list of many good reasons to support WSIU, WUSI. It's intelligent radio meant for the whole family. Support this broadcast medium by becoming a member during the spring new member campaign. It only takes one quick phone call to 1-800-745-9744.
WSIU also has a reading service, and we thought you might like to hear a little bit of what they sound like.
Melting snow begins to drift from the branches of a juniper nearby. drops of water streak slowly down the side of the trailer house. I am not alone after all. Three ravens are wheeling near the ballast rock, squawking at each other and at the dawn. I'm sure they're as delighted by the return of the sun as I am, and I wish I knew the language. I'd sooner exchange ideas with the birds on Earth than learn to carry on intergalactic communications with some obscure race of humanoids on a satellite planet from the world of Betelgeuse.
You're on Star 92.7.
The Wonders, doing that thing you do. 31 Pass with Boo Ray and Anna, and Anna's got your news.
Well, it was a week ago today, Boo Ray, that the nation was shocked by the news from Jonesboro, Arkansas. By the way, Karen Finley appeared in a show subsidized by the government, completely naked, covered only in chocolate.
And where was that show? Is that show still running?
No, it's not.
It's not coming here?
No. Won't be here.
On video? Maybe on video?
I wonder if she was one of those like little chocolate bunnies, you know, and you could bite the ears off. One of the nation's best-known baby boomers. It's a major milestone today. This is Vice President Al Gore's 50th birthday. He plans to spend most of the day helping renovate a home for a needy family in Washington. Well, here's a tip for future jurors. Forget about smoking pot with the defendants. Oh, not a good idea. No, shouldn't do it.
No.
Matthew Smith has been sentenced to 6 months of home confinement and 2 years probation in a most unusual drug case. Prosecutors in Wheeling, West Virginia say he smoked pot with three defendants the night before he helped convict them on drug charges.
I'm trying to figure out why he convicted them.
Well, apparently he knew that they were drug users.
Well, firsthand. I guess he didn't have that firsthand knowledge, yeah.
The pot-smoking juror pleaded guilty after being indicted in December. You're up to date. I'm Anna DeHaro.
I have a caller on the phone who has a comment about the whole thing with President Clinton.
Oh, yeah?
What is that proving to our young children, especially like young girls who look up to these? I mean, you know, is in their... the winning package, you know, is it like choice night with whatever president you want?
Well, he was governor at the time, ma'am.
Well, yeah. Whatever. I mean,
I guess you got to win Miss Universe if you want to sleep with the president.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
It's a relatively new station in Southern Illinois.
The new Star 92.7.
Eric Clapton's latest CD is called Pilgrim, and that is My Father's Eyes on the only station for the best hits in the best variety. Want to drop us some email? You got a question or a comment? All you have to do is send it to us, mornings@dj.net. That's the address, mornings@dj.net. Stick around. Robin's coming up.
Don't take our word for it.
Today's best hits and extra variety.
We're Star 92.7.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I didn't get their call letters, and that's a relatively new station located in Marion, Illinois. Next, a station that's been around a real long time. It was simulcasting when I came to Southern Illinois in 1973. For a time, they ran a beautiful music format that was automated and an automated country format. But today, they sound like this.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
Celebrating 50 years of great radio, we're the legendary 94.1 FM WMIX, today's best country.
You walk by, baby.
94.1 FM WMIX. Playing today's hot new country, that's Lone Star. You walked in before that Shania Twain's monster hit, You're Still the One. You know, that song is ranked on three separate music charts throughout the country. Three different styles of music, of course, including the country one, the number one. She's going to kick off a world tour on what, let's see, May 29th in Sudbury, Ontario, and somebody recently asked her if she was going to take her husband Mutt Leg along.
He will, I think. That's the plan, of course. But then again, it depends on how busy we are, because I'd plan on going out on long stretches, several weeks at a time. They're going to be kind of jam-packed. I don't want to go out for 4 weeks at a time and then take 3 days here and there out on the road of doing nothing, which would be the best way, of course, for him to come visit me. But like I said, I really just want to make the most of it when I'm out there. So he'll come along, I'm sure, for bits and pieces of it.
That's Shania. And by the way, if you were wanting to buy tickets for that opening concert May 29th and May 31st in Sudbury, Ontario, forget it. Tickets are already gone. That's right. And if you were planning to head over to the Saddle Dome in Calgary June 6th and 7th for those two shows, forget it. Tickets are gone. John Summers here. Stick around. There's more music coming up on this April Fool's Day.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? At all.
All right, now, let's get back into more of today's hot new country with my lady, Patti Loveless, and Here I Am. Big Dog 95.1, Boston, cool. The engines always thought as much little time as they actually spent in the air. It wasn't too hard to cool those engines. Big Dog 95.1, weather coming up for you in a couple of moments. Yes, baseball is upon us today. Cubs, Cardinals, Sox, all playing today. Got to be a busy day as we get underway with the season that counts, that exhibition season. It's nothing. Big Dog 95.1 also coming up this week. Thursday, we're going to have some tickets. See Eric Clapton. We're going to give those away. Of course, Eric Clapton appears Friday night at the Kiel Center.
Jerry?
Yeah, George?
What's that long 21-digit roamer number for Frank's car in Minneapolis?
Evaluation fee and Nutrisystem food not included.
Big Dog 95.1, Heimler in the morning. Morning thunderstorm, still yet a possibility, although increasingly small, at least the smallest part being the fact that they could be very severe. We've seen these pockets of very heavy, dangerous weather dissipate very early this morning. I mean, 5 o'clock this morning, we were seeing lightning flashes and roaring thunder. And just as it seemed to come in, it seemed to die just as quickly. Showers will be ending this afternoon. What, for the most part, have been light showers so far anyway, in many areas. Other places, a little harder, of course. Look for something in the neighborhood of 75 today for a high. That this morning, and then tonight, or this afternoon more accurately, something in the 60s, and then dropping tonight to down to around 44 with clearing skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, look for a high 63. It's 66 now.
Big Dog, 95.1.
What in the hell is going on here?
We're kicking off another full hour of nothing but classic rock.
With Miller in the morning.
Excuse me?
Here's the best classic rock from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Don't sap me, boy.
Too late for that.
You've got the Big Dog.
95.1.
Classic Rock, Big Dog 95.1, Southern Illinois' only choice
for only Classic Rock,
Big Dog 95.1. Our call letters are WXLT. Our exact dial position, 95.1 FM.
Our station name is Big Dog 95.1.
And we play Classic Rock with a bite.
Classic Rock, Big Dog 95.1.
We heard 95.9 WDQN on an earlier edition of Market Scope, so now we can move up to WQUL at 97.7. It was originally WFRX-FM, but now they're sounding pretty cool.
Oh man, that feels good.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Southern Illinois Radio Network News Update. Mayor Robert Butler in Marion says the city is willing to make available to Christ Missions property near the old landfill on Dogwalk Lane to site a homeless shelter. This has been a Southern Illinois Radio Network News Update.
When you look for new windows, you look for the obvious. Bob Stutler Building Center in downtown Marion.
Oldies Radio, cool FM 97.7.
Zippo in the morning with more good time rock and roll.
Cool FM 97.7.
Hi, this is Dee Dee Carter.
Runaway Frenchie in Greece, and you're listening to Zippo and Maria on Oldies Radio.
And that's a look at sports. I'm Jay Allen.
In the house.
Thursday is your chance to win the 15-track CD, The Best of the Animals, courtesy of Abco Records and Oldies Radio.
Cool FM, Oldies 97.7.
New Country Z100, John Michael Montgomery, Be My Baby Tonight. We've got another 15-minute music hour coming up. I'm going to kick that one off with Dina Carter just around the corner. Also, we'll check the forecast for you coming up as well. Today's Z100 business of the day is Rodden Auto... look at this right. Rodden Auto Cup Cadet. That's what it is. Rodden Auto Cup Cadet in Murfreesboro. Oh, boy. It's been one of those days. Springtime means grass-cutting time, and what better time than starting this spring with the best lawn tractor in the business. Right now, prices on Cub Cadets are slashed at Rodden Auto, 1510 Walnut Street in Murfreesboro. Rodden Auto Cub Cadet, today's Z100 business of the day. At Satellites and More, we'd love to pay your taxes.
Originally, they were WEBQFM, but now...
New Country Z100 is WOOZ, Harrisburg, Marion, Carbondale, a free service of the Zimmer Radio Group.
Wildwood Homes needs to make room for the fabulous double-wide manufactured homes which are now arriving 4 miles south of Super Walmart on Giant City Road, Carbondale.
Now, the New Country Z100 official National Weather Service forecast.
Well, put up with the wet stuff for a little while longer. We've got clearing skies tonight. Look for an overnight low of 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, no mention of rain, a high of 63 degrees. It's currently 56 at New Country Z100.
New Country Z100, kicking off another 15-minute music hour with John Chase, plus a guaranteed no-talk triple play. Why? Because you're the number one listeners in Southern Illinois. You deserve the best in most country on New Country Z100.
Thanks, Mark. See you next month for the finale. So if this tape reaches you before your trip to the convention in beautiful San Antonio, I know Dale has a great weekend ready for you. Or if you're going to the convention via the Grand Canyon, like the Bowkers do, I hope you regard this year's spectacular as one of the best. Unfortunately, I didn't win the Powerball and can't attend, so see y'all back here next month with your suntans. I'm Phil Wayne.
Tell you what, DX Audio Service members, I got to run a quick errand, so let's listen to Jerry Starr as he gives us some information about a muse from last month's issue. Jerry?
Thanks, Fred. Last month on the Action Line, a member related a story about Dick Biondi when he worked at WHOT, and according to the story, he was on the air playing a record the management did not like, and the manager came in and ripped the arm right off the record while the record was playing. The person who reported that, whose name I'm sorry I don't recall right off the top of my head because I didn't write it down, wanted to know if that story was true. Well, I didn't work at WHOT back then, but I came to work for WHOT very shortly after Dick Biondi had left to go to Buffalo, New York. The general manager at that time was the general manager and part owner who has been with the station since it went on the air in 1955 until he retired about 10 years ago. Bill Fleckenstein, WHCXO, he's a ham, by the way, who was the manager all during that period of time, is still a very good friend of mine. We live in the same town about 3 blocks apart, and we still see each other socially several times a month. So I had a chance to ask him directly if that story was true, and it turns out the answer is this. It's a great radio story, but it is not true. As a matter of fact, back in 1955, WHOT was one of the very first stations to play a considerable amount of rock and roll music on the air. It's been a top 40 station almost since its inception in the middle 50s. And once again, it's a good radio story, but it never happened. And that is directly from the horse's or the manager's mouth. Fred?
Well, thanks, Jerry, for that report. And I think at this time we should go right over and listen to some of the musings from the members.
Greetings, Audio Service members. Marty Rimpaugh here.
just at midnight on the 28th of July, and we have a new Radio Disney affiliate, KCWW, in Tempe, Phoenix, the station that used to be Real Country. I just discovered it earlier this evening, and so I thought I'd report. It's kind of a surprise because KCWW is, or was the station that was the flagship for the Real Country Satellite Network.
Hey, DXers, this is TJ the DJ from Sycamore, Illinois on August 1st, 1998. Hey, thanks to Phil Wayne for that article on DXing on the Internet. I'd like to know, is there a downside to that? Do stations fade out? Do they cut out? Or how's the fidelity? And I just hope to God that doesn't replace local, you know, conventional AM radio. You know, will that eventually replace radios? I hope not. Hey, have a great summer and keep DXing, everybody.
This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville. I've just listened to the August DX audio service, and it was one of the best. Phil Wayne, I really enjoyed the Internet web radio. I wonder if another time you might give us some overseas radio on the web, including some stuff in other languages. Bruce Conti, I really enjoyed the tour of baseball up and down the dial. I've been aware when I visited my family in Western New York of how much baseball you can hear at night. That's not true everywhere. For example, here in the South, you can't hear as much baseball at night. And thanks a lot to Carl Dabelstein for the Hawaii band scan. I used to live in Hawaii, have not been back there in a long time, so it was really interesting to see what some of the stations were doing. Thanks a lot. This is Tim Hendel in Huntsville, August 10th, just past midnight. WCMQ Miami is no longer alone on 1700. I heard English mixing with Spanish just at midnight. The ID proved to be in Des Moines. They said it was an all-news station. I think the call was KVGG, though I'm not entirely sure of that call. But I clearly heard the city identified, Des Moines, Iowa.
Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens calling you from Brown Summit, North Carolina, on Friday morning, August the 14th. I just found out some disturbing news about 5 or 10 minutes ago. A mainstay in this market, AM 1200, a 10,000-watt station, WSML, in Graham, Burlington, North Carolina, has been sold. They have been sold to Clear Channel Broadcasting out of the San Antonio, Texas area, and they're going to be simulcasting WSJS out of Winston-Salem 90% of the time, is what they told me a minute ago. And they are signing off Sunday, which will be the 16th, and they'll be going on with Clear Channel on Monday. So everybody's gone, I guess, maybe with the exception of maybe one or two people. But just thought I'd let you know that they are gone for good. Hey there, DXers. This is Josh Owens calling from Brown Summit, North Carolina, once again on the same day, Friday, August the 14th. At about 2:35 p.m., something I forgot to say earlier about another format change or radio change in this area, 1320 WTCK, I guess formerly Sports Radio, The Ticket, has now started simulcasting with WMFR in High Point at 12:30. By the way, 1320 is located in Greensboro. MFR, of course, is in High Point. They're owned by the same people. I talked to Dennis Elliott the other day, the program director for 1320. He says they're going to carry some local college basketball and football games and other things. I don't know if they're going to do any other sports programming or not, but we shall see as time goes on. And by the way, right now, as far as we know, the call sign is still is WTCK. They give it on the top of the hour with WMFR. They say WMFR and then they say WTCK. That's it for now. Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
And that's our musings to the members on this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. If you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the Action Line, rhyme or not. The telephone number is area code 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. It's an automatic recording device. So you can just call up, and if you know how to speak real quickly, just press 1-1 and drop right into the recording and go.
You have 30 seconds in which to record. Now, some of you who are new to the magazine might not know what Musings is all about. Basically, it's a chance for you, the membership, to have a platform in which to speak and talk about what is going on in your community. Perhaps you have a station which just went silent, or a station which just changed its format, or perhaps you're hearing something new, one of the new expanded band stations, or a station which has upgraded its facilities. You might want to give us a call and let us know about it. I'm sure that a lot of other members would be happy to hear this information. Also, if you have a comment, maybe it's concerning FCC rules or something, you can give us a call on the action line. Now, the machine only records up to 30 seconds, but if you just pause, don't say anything, what will happen is the system will loop back and start recording again. It'll give you another message, and then you can start recording a second time. However, if you are sending us anything long and involve perhaps a review or some detailed information or an air check, what you might want to do is just give us a call on the main office number, leave me a message, and let me call you back on a special phone number so we get a better recording of it. And that's how you do the Muse. Now, let's answer some questions. First of all, from Josh Owens, who asks about WECR. Well, according to the latest edition of the National Radio Club AM log, which is the 18th edition, and members, I do promise that I have the correct book. If you remember a few months back, I pulled down the wrong one, which was quite an embarrassment, but this is the correct book, and WECR is in Newlin, North Carolina. It's a D1 pattern, 1,000 watts daytime, and a PRSA power of 71.8 watts. They're listed at Post Office Box 1130, and that's in Newlin, North Carolina, 28657. Telephone number is 704-733-0188. They have a CHR religious format, and looks like it's the American Information Radio Network affiliation. That's another thing that I should advise members about is if you have a computer, we have the AM radio log on disk available to National Radio Club DX Audio Service members only. And the AM radio log will get you an idea of what is where on the AM radio dial. Or if you have somebody who can look it up in a book, the AM radio log, which will be brand new, coming out right after the convention. With all the updated information, it is the most accurate book on the market of AM radio information. And finally, I guess TJ posed the question about the downside of the internet. Well, I'll tell you what my personal feelings are. During a lot of those recordings, we had to do an extensive editing because a lot of times there was skips and distortion in the signal. If you listen very carefully to some of the air checks, every so often you heard like a tss, and that to me is bothersome. Plus the fact that I really don't care to listen to radio stations as I'm computing. I would rather be listening to radio stations outside when I'm running around or on my car radio or perhaps on a little bit better quality system. But the audio is probably telephone quality at its best. I don't know why a lot of the media keeps hyping this as being the replacement for AM radio, because at the present time, I don't see it happening. But if anyone knows about a brand new device which has the ability to connect to the internet wireless in a small package that has a 10 kilohertz audio channel sound that I can put on my belt with a pair of headphones, call me. I'm interested. And that's our musings from the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Let's swing right into the DX Change. Randy Davis at 1905 Blackiston Mill Road, Clarksville, Indiana, 47129. His telephone number is area code 812-945-0070. Is offering his Super Radio 3 for only $40 plus shipping. Now, that's a real steal. And Dale Bierman, WN0IDF, at 1430 Northwest 71 Place in Alkaline, Iowa, 50021, 1-800-288-9697. Telephone number 515-289-1163 is offering a Drake SW8 general coverage shortwave receiver. It's the new version in new condition for only $625. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, put it on the DX Change. Just drop it on a card or letter and send it to us. The DX Change at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Drive, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805, Force of Habit. And let's go into our DX Time Machine for the pages of DX News Magazine from 50 years ago, from the July 31st, 1948 DX News. Editor Ernie Cooper reported that WJBK 1490 had discontinued their all-night show. Adding to that was his very total was up to 1,585. From 25 years ago, from the August 8, 1973 DX News Magazine, the DX News publishing transfer from Boston to the New Jersey Publishing Committee was started. The New Jersey Publishing Committee was headed by R.J. Edmonds and included Paige Taylor and Steve Bohack. Wes Boyd was to replace Edmonds as the DDXD editor, and Al Merriman was lined up to take over IDXD from Paige Taylor. Hank Wilkinson of North Hollywood, California, reported the first vary received from WXLE 1385 in Canton Island. 10 years ago, from the August 15th, 1988 DX News Magazine, Herman T. Adams of Atlanta, Georgia, took over the duties of the musings editor, more or less. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa, mused for the first time, thanking Earl Higgins for introducing him to the DX hobby. And that's our DX Time Machine.
Haven't got a worry, haven't got a care, haven't got a place to call my own.
Hi again, DX Audio Service listeners. Mark Dernberger, usually in Minneapolis, but for this series of band scans, we're on the road on Highway 50, driving from coast to coast. I thought I'd let you ride along for a few minutes here to show you how we've been capturing clear channel stations, both north and south of Highway 50. We just left the Chicago stations on last month's band scan, and in fact, right now, we have just cleared Carlisle, Illinois, and the beautiful shores of Lake Carlisle, another one of the many stops along the way that point out what a great drive it is across this country of ours.
Traveling across the country on my merry way, been in towns and felt I was alone.
Spring and early summer is a great time to be driving Highway 50, or any road for that matter in America. Things are greening up, blue skies above, open roads, and feeling like you'd like to drive forever. Although, of course, every hour or so, you've got to put on the brakes and get out and set up the radios to capture those IDs. Now, I mentioned in our first of this series of band scans that we had some pretty interesting equipment along. I'm driving a Mazda 626, which has a pretty good car radio. That radio is connected to a Marantz PDM 221 tape machine, which rides along with me here. Got a little timer here to remind me it's getting close to about 10 minutes to. And when that timer goes off, I usually look for a place to park. And then I deploy the Kiwa air core loop, and I also have a Kiwa pocket loop. Both of those loops are good performers when it comes to trying to get some direction finding, which is always helpful when you're at a distance from the station you want to pick up. But those two loops then are connected to my two main radios, which are a Sony 7600 and my Sony 2010. Those two radios are fed into a Sony NT1 Scoopman pocket portable digital stereo tape recorder. It makes a dandy two-channel recorder. Instead of running it in stereo, I feed one radio into the left channel and one radio into the right channel. And that's the lash up, if you will. Now let's see what we were able to turn out with all this equipment as we work our way into the Plain States. This month's column takes us from St. Louis on west as we head toward Denver. And here's our first group of stations north of Highway 50 in my hometown of Minneapolis.
The station that launched a broadcasting empire. 50,000 watts of Twin Cities Radio. You're listening to AM 1500 KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis. The talk station.
From ABC News.
Radio 830 WCCO, Minnesota's leader for breaking news and severe weather coverage. Listen right now for the latest update from News Radio 830.
Minnesota's 830 WCCO.
All the local news around the CBS corner. This is WCCO Radio, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Here we go.
CBS News, I'm Dan Revive. We may never know why a Greyhound bus went onto the side of the Pennsylvania Turnpike and crashed into a tractor.
Iowa has two 50,000-watt assignments. One of them, KXEL in Waterloo, has a directional pattern at night, but we caught them in the afternoon.
Write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. The foundation will help you plant and care for trees and make life better where you live.
Plant a tree today.
From ABC News, I'm Tim O'Donnell. Some economists worry about a shortage of skilled workers, but one, Alan Sinai, says, you really can't beat this.
You really can't beat the coverage of WHO on 1040 from Des Moines. Their pattern looks like it's meant to cover the world.
The voice of Des Moines, News Radio 1040, WHO.
I listen to WHO because I moved from California and I actually started surfing the AM stations and I've been listening ever since. We love WHO.
Des Moines, News Radio 1040, WHO.
Well, continuing our plan to capture stations in order from north to south as we move west along Highway 50. We're getting closer to Highway 50, though, as we come south. The next one, KFAB in Omaha, is coming in like a local.
News, I'm Paul James.
AMDXers know what a broadcast directional antenna pattern is. I don't know how many of you have had a chance to witness firsthand the effectiveness of the KRVN 880 antenna, but here it is from the backside, from the east. KRVN is protecting co-channel WCBS in New York. Listen to the difference.
KRVN, Lexington, Nebraska. We pause now for changeover to our nighttime pattern. And the news and weather brought to you this hour by Cornhusker Farms at Chickley, Mackley's SBF Yorkshire at Arnold, and Loomis Pig Company of Loomis, all members of KRVN's Fort Promoter.
On our motor trip west on Highway 50, we went through St. Louis and Kansas City, but as we promised you earlier, we resisted the temptation of recording stations right there in town and waited until we were at least 50 miles from their towers. In this case, I got the recordings of both Kansas City and St. Louis from a point about halfway across Missouri.
Listen to The Morning Meeting with Charles Brennan tomorrow from 8:30-something to 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
The bumper's next.
The Voice of St. Louis, respected, credible, legendary, KMOX St. Louis.
News. I'm Al. Conservative correctness. Get it from Michael Reagan. Next on Kansas City's Talk Radio 710 KCMO. Kansas City.
CBS.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Some new information about why President Clinton has been insisting he has nothing more to say on the Monica Lewinsky case.
When we began in the East, we pointed out that the 810 frequency has three powerhouses, all three of them three-letter calls. And here's the one from the middle of the country.
White and Miles Carter morning, Spencer Nelson middays, Leslie Malter afternoon, Steve Mattingly at night, and Radio Don overnight, only on the farm, 810 WHB, Kansas City.
NBC Radio News.
DX Audio Service veterans will realize that there is a bit of a latency between the time we assemble these columns and your gracious editor, Fred Vobey, can get them on the air on the tapes. That latency or delay can be from 1 to several months, and sometimes some of the captures we make are obsolete before you hear them. A recent example was our air check of 820 in Chicago, which at the time of our recording was a self-help, self-improvement format. Now, of course, that format has moved to 750. Well, we do our best to stay current, and we know that you understand that these things do happen once in a while, and frankly, that's why it's fun to redo this band scan every year or so. There are enough changes to keep us going. Anyway, back to our road report. During our journey on Highway 50, as we crossed Missouri and Kansas, as we turned our antennas south of Highway 50, we didn't have quite the luck we did from the north. Even though we had our beverage antenna in the trunk, that beverage that served us so well out east, just didn't help us here as we looked toward the south. Stations in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana came in with mixed results. The first one we did from quite a ways east, and I'm glad we did, because again, we got pattern change time, and we heard what the backside of the KVOO pattern sounds like.
Music on the way from Waylon, Sammy Kershaw, Dave and Sugar, Jeff Carson, and other great hits, of course, here at the Radio Ranch.
In accordance with the FCC, it's time for KVOO AM 1170 to change our broadcast pattern. Stick with us or tune to 98.5 FM KVOO.
This is KVOO Tulsa, the voice of Oklahoma.
This news brought to you by Roto-Rooter, serving Tulsa, Muskogee, Oklahoma City. Also brought to you by the Tire Barn in Tulsa.
Didn't we just hear him mention Oklahoma City? Well, that, of course, calls to mind 1520.
It is 10 o'clock in the city, and my ID's not working. There it goes. All right. It is time for the Backseat Oldies Show on KOMA, America's number one oldie station.
KOMA, Oklahoma City. Force to go, KOMA.
You're the Ronettes for Lee.
Another legend from the South. 1090 KAAY. It once was KTHS Hot Springs, the music station of the South. Here's what it sounds like in 1998.
This is AM 1090 KAAY, Little Rock.
We don't begin to live until we've shut the door on the past by divine forgiveness.
Let's go to Texas for three Clear Channel assignments, two from Dallas and one from San Antonio.
KRLD, Dallas, Fort Worth.
KRLD, here's Radio 1080.
CBS News, this is David Jackson, now appearing on a small screen near you. Primetime federal anti-drug...
Live, local, breaking news. The news and talk of Texas. WBAP. Fort Worth, Dallas. It's 11 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Hart.
Big
shots, big talk, the world according to Riccardi's Gang of Four, live and local, Friday, 9 to noon.
We are the proud 50,000-watt news, talk, and sports flagship of Clear Channel Communications. 1200 WOAI, San Antonio.
One of the two domestic big guns on 1130 is located in Shreveport, Louisiana.
When the games are over, the fun begins right here on the Brick House on Sports Radio 1130, KWKH Shreveport.
News, I'm Paul James. A worker at a hospital in Glendale, California has confessed...
Finally, on our Clear Channel band scan through the Plain States, we'll pick up WWL in New Orleans. And after some iffy reception on some of the stations south of Highway 50, because 870 is directional north, this one was as easy as falling off a log. Or was that an alligator down there in the bayou?
WWL!
This is 870 AM, the news authority of the Gulf South, WWL, New Orleans.
72 degrees in New Orleans with cloudy skies at 9:02. I'm Cherie Adams with a WWL 870 AM news update.
And that's part three of our Clear Channel band scan as we listen to Clear Channel stations north and south of Highway 50 during our trip across the country. In the next issue, we'll move into the Rocky Mountain areas and start picking up stations from Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. This is Mark Dernberger in Minneapolis. We hope to meet many of you at the National Radio Club Convention in San Antonio. Till we chat again, good listening, DXers.
Then we'll build a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio.
Thanks very much, Mark, for that band scan. I know everyone's looking forward to the next installment here on the DX Audio Service. Speaking of the DX Audio Service, I'm back here in the studio finally to conclude the magazine for this month. Looks like we'll be mailing out on the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th of the month. Hopefully well in time before the convention. If you haven't thought about going to the convention, I hope I can persuade you. Looks like it's going to be a great time at the National Radio Club Convention, DX Audio Service Convention in San Antonio, Texas, hosted by Dale Hamm and his lovely wife, Wanda. Looks like vacation time is all done for me. I took 2 weeks vacation. I know some of you could not believe that because I kept in touch via email. Well, I cheated. I took along a computer with me. But I took 2 weeks of vacation, went up to see my father in Almont, Michigan, which is where you heard those church bells from. And while I was on my way to see my father, I drove through a little town called Grand Blanc, Michigan. Now, to my knowledge, Grand Blanc's only notoriety is that it's home of the impressive four-tower array of XWTAC 600 in Flint, Michigan. And I say impressive because they're like 450-foot-tall towers self-standing, which are just a magnificent sight as you come over the crest there in Grand Blanc. While driving through the city, I just happened to hear my 6-meter radio that I carry along with me in my car open up on 53.63. And this was kind of a mystery to me because 53.63 is the frequency of my repeater here in Lima, Ohio. So I was kind of curious. Listened for a while, and I could hear some guys using some Whiskey 4 call signs, but I wasn't able to pick out the complete call sign because I was sneaking between buildings and stuff going along my way, so the signal was popping in and out. I never did get an ID from the repeater or the individuals, but later that night I was able to bring up the repeater using my radio in the car, which is approximately 50 watts. So the mystery continues. Well, finally solved the mystery. The repeater is located in North Carolina. So I was able to not only hear, but work a repeater in North Carolina all the way from Grand Blanc, Michigan. The irony of the thing is, that same night that I was able to work that repeater was the same night that Bruce Conti apparently was watching stations in New Hampshire that were coming from Florida. So it seemed to be a great DX opening. I guess you could say the DX gods were smiling on us that night, Bruce. So anyway, had a good vacation, had a good time. And with that, I think I'm going to close down the DX audio service for this edition. We'll see you in 30 days after the convention with more kinds of DX stuff. Remember, I want you to get out there and support radio, and see you at the convention.
The Big Six, W.